Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, Reading, and welcome to Living in the North State, coming to you live from the downtown Reading studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Living in the North State is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where you simply receive outrageous service. I'm your host, Tony Horde, and I'm here with my co-hosts and esteemed colleagues, Rich Howe and Bill Woodford. Now sit back and get ready for an hour jam-packed with knowledge that can only come from California State licensed realtors and loan officers. The number here at the station is 530-605-4567, and you can always catch us on the web at kcnr1460.com. Just click on the Listen Live button and you'll be right here with us. Now let's get this party started. To you all, here we are, live on the air.
Woohoo, the party starts.
Absolutely.
How did it, sir?
Oh, what's going on, guys? It's raining.
It is raining.
It's coming down cats and dogs out there.
Yes, it is.
Beautiful day in the North State.
Right?
That's what I'm thinking. We just rain. Just
absolutely.
Let it come.
Good time for it to rain. Get that lake level up.
It's technically
when it doesn't rain, it's kind of an anomaly. I know we go through what we call a drought around here, but for the most part, you know, we were raised around here. It has always rained big time around here. We get some dry spells, but for the most part, it's a rainy area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love it.
It's normal. I mean, it all depends on, time of the year, of course. This is considered one of the most sunniest cities in California, right?
Right. Yeah, I think it's like second in the world well, I don't know about the world, but the United States, right? I think it's just some city in Arizona.
Yuma.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Yuma? No, I have not.
But we get it like, you know, rains for 40 days and 40 nights and let the sewers back up.
And then when
the little Bill Cosby joke,
right? Yeah, so when we do get a break, it's sunshine, just like the last couple of days, which was pretty cool,
right?
A really good sunshine.
It's a little dangerous to quote Bill Cosby anymore.
I know, right?
Yeah. Well, you just gave me a Bill Cosby record.
Did I? I you know what? I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, classic. I think 1966.
Wow.
Might have been before he switched over, you know. I don't know.
Right?
Who knows?
Wow.
But not that I, you know.
I haven't looked through that stuff in years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there's Robin Williams in there. And let's see, who else in the comedy area? Oh, yeah, George Carlin.
I was going to say, I have a couple of George Carlins myself.
Yeah, you bet. Right. Good stuff. He's a funny guy.
He was, absolutely.
Talked a
good one when we lost him.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, when he was doing the weed and marijuana jokes, that was like the cutting edge drug culture.
Yeah, it was, right? The hippy-dippy weatherman, I remember that. That was back in my time.
Oh, yeah, you bet. So what's going on? How's business, Rich?
You know, it's moving. So we're turning some houses. Hopefully, knock on wood, haven't quite got it there yet, but just right at putting a house into escrow that was on the market for 20 days. So.
Still waiting on that. What do you the acceptance?
Yeah, the counteroffer. A little bit of counteroffer, but we had it priced perfect,
mm-hmm.
and it was on the market for 21 days.
Perfect.
And, lots of showings, consistent showings.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful home. Clean. Very rarely do we ever get one of these, but the folks, the sellers put some money into it before we put it on the market. Everything, floors and paint and windows and whatever needed, they had it done. And, it's a gem.
Perfect. You know, when I was a kid growing up, my dad would always kind of teach us how to sell something when we were going to sell something. And usually that would be a car or something. And we always cleaned it up to the max, you know, and just really made it shine before we would sell it. And so I learned, you know, that that's what you would do with just about anything that you would sell is make it, give it its absolute best appearance and mm-hmm. give it its best chance to be sold.
Right.
And that is how you sell a house.
True.
Same thing.
Yep. Very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're, like I said, we're just waiting on a small little seller's counter, but I think we're right there. Verbally, we're there, but it's not done until it's in writing.
It's not until it closes.
Not until it closes, that too, but yeah.
Well, I just picked up a kind of a cool listing. I love mountainous property, and so I just actually am still waiting to put a couple of pictures on there, and it'll be live tonight. But it's 20 acres up in Big Bend area, mm-hmm. and it comes right down. It's basically split right in the middle by Marble Creek, and the creek is beautiful as it rolls through there. It's really ripping right now,
mm-hmm.
and it's got a little cabin on it, you know, and a couple other little things, like an old bus and a couple things like that. But it's a beautiful piece of property. It's got you can access the property from both sides of the creek because Johnson Road goes out to on the side of it.
That's right up by that property sold earlier in the year, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Good job on that.
Right next door. Nice. So if you, the owner of the property right next door, are listening, you should give me a call.
You're going to have lots of people showing.
Right? Right. Yeah, you might as well nip it in the bud.
It's a beautiful area up there, though.
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
The tall pine, I mean, fire, obviously, but still. You know, it's a beautiful area to be, nice and cool during the summer. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, there's something to be said for just being there in the woods on your own little spot, you know, where you've got a little, well, in this case, there's a creek that it's got the cabin that kind of looks right at the creek, and just a cool spot to be.
How far out of town is that?
Well, it takes an hour to get there from here. Yeah, you would think it wouldn't take that long, but as you're driving up the road, you're watching the clock tick away, you know. And
right.
So it's about it's 8 miles off 299, just above Montgomery Creek.
Okay.
Eight miles off there. So and that takes probably, you know, a good 15 minutes to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a curvy little thing.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Some pretty areas up there, though.
Easy access, though, because it's mostly all paved road and then a short distance on a dirt road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So, what else we got going on?
Well, we have some bigger property coming up that we can't really quite talk about yet.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Ooh, so teaser.
It's 400-something acres.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. A
couple of homes.
So, very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet.
We're just waiting for a couple of things to happen. Appraiser to get done, basically. We're getting it appraised first. But
reminds me of the Ponderosa.
Yes.
I mean, this thing is so big. It's got lakes and streams and houses and all kinds of
stuff.
Gotta love
that.
Yeah, you bet. Right? It's really cool. So
that's one of those one-of-a-kind properties that you just can't find, right?
It is. Absolutely. Yeah. It is. It's one of those that, and you wouldn't know it was there.
Yeah.
Unless you know the area. And it's very easy to get to. Very easy to get to. Mm-hmm. So.
How far away is that?
Well, it's just outside of Cottonwood.
Oh, okay. That's close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll have that coming up in the next week or two and make that happen. But, yeah, we got a couple other listings some of the agents are working on. I know Kim's got one coming up. Nice three-bedroom, two-bath with a pool.
Oh, good.
Coming up. So
I've got a buyer looking for a house with a pool.
All right.
Well, maybe we'll have to do a little talking.
Right.
Yeah, and actually I have a client that wants to get rid of a house with a pool as well. So it's a little bit too big for the one that my other buyer there. But, I was talking to these pool owners and people who are looking for pools. And it's interesting, when you want a pool, that's what you're searching for is a house with a pool, obviously. But when you've had a pool for a long time, you're done with the pool and you're ready. That's why you want to get rid of the house, because it has a pool. You're like,
sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
You know,
right. Well, I've had a house for, you know, I've had my house now for 23, 24 years
and
finally just put a pool in, I don't know, 3 years ago,
right?
2018, 4 years ago, five years ago.
So you still got a dozen years of enjoyment before you're ready to get out of there.
Right. That's when I'm going to leave California. So I learned that long time, you know, without that's a pool. Now that I have a pool, it's like going, yeah, I don't know how I live without a pool.
Right.
Right. It's kind of like having a boat. Same kind of deal, right?
Yeah.
You got to have a boat. You love your boat while you have it, but then as soon as you sell it, you go,
whew. Glad I got rid of it. Two happiest days in your life,
right.
The day you buy it and the day you sell it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah.
Well, we're creeping up on a break. We might as well go ahead and take that. I think today we've got a bunch of songs that have to do with storms, so you can see if
perfect.
You can see the meaning of this one. We'll be right back.
Here I am, rock you like a hurricane. As the old saying goes, there's really no place like home. From timely milestones to the unforgettable moments that define our lives, it all starts with a home. There's no one more trusted than Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate to help move into the right home or move on from your current home. Expect better. Start by calling or contacting Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate at 530-605-3143. License number 0195-0007.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of AJ Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night.
Eddie Rabbit. Didn't he play out at Silverthorn at one time?
I think he did, too.
I saw him out there.
Well, we all love a rainy night here at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Living in the North State with Rich and Bill and Tony.
Howdy, howdy.
Yes, sir.
How do they get a hold of us?
Oh, yeah, we got a phone number, 605-4567.
I'll bet somebody has questions out there about those properties you were just talking about. That 400 acres sounds like a nice piece.
Well, I'm kind of going to keep that one out.
I'm sure by that time it'll all be all worked out.
Absolutely. Right. You guys want to call and ask a question, we've got an answer for you.
Those secret listings.
Pocket listing.
Right?
Yeah. 90 seconds of news.
All right.
Hey.
I was wondering if you forgot about it.
Brought to you by B&T Satellite, the absolute pros in the business with a lifetime of experience. Don't call the 800 number. Give Doug a call at 530-241-DISH. And 90 seconds of news starts now. Story number one. The glory hole at Whiskeytown Lake has received a good bill of health from the BLM. Every 6 years, the unique water overflow system is inspected by the Bureau of Land Management to make sure it's up to the continuing task of diverting excess water from the lake right on down to Clear Creek. Story number two. 110 Subway's employees are looking for work today as the company abruptly closed 18 stores in the North State yesterday. Employees and customers were completely surprised by the action taken by the corporate office. Story number three. Possible flooding in Shasta County. The Pineapple Express is here and is expected to drop several inches of rain in the next few days, and another storm is expected to be here this weekend. Story number four. Another cleared boardroom at the Shasta County Supervisor's Chambers Tuesday night. Some citizens find it hard to control themselves and to be civil. Oftentimes, when they speak at the podium, yelling and calling supervisors' names. It's quite a spectacle to witness. If you live in the area, you're encouraged to attend a meeting and see this for yourself. Story number five. Shasta County to be designated a rural county once again. The Board of Supervisors voted 3-2 in favor of the new designation, as the surrounding counties are also rural counties. This will help in marketing the recreational and tourism aspects of the North State, bringing in much-needed tourism revenue.
With time to spare, let's go.
What else can I say?
Good job.
90 seconds of news brought to you by B&T Satellite.
Impressive.
Any questions on them stories, guys?
Actually, I was coming into work today.
Yeah.
I wanted Subway.
Yeah.
Not going
to
happen.
It did not happen. No. I had to go to Dutch Brothers and get coffee instead. I didn't have time for anything else.
That's a lot of employees, I mean, for our area.
The one right down the street was just dark, and then I didn't know. You told me. Now I know.
Yeah. You know, and to bring up that topic of closing restaurants, I guess, or fast food, is first time ever a icon of California, In-N-Out, closed their first and only store ever in their history in Oakland.
In Oakland.
Oh, man.
Due to crime.
Right. Thank you very much, Gavin Newsom. You should be proud. Sorry, I don't want to get political.
President Newsom, you mean?
No, we don't mean that.
No, we don't.
But that's embarrassing. That's a California icon. Right. You know, in and out. I had people, you know, from Oregon before they moved up into Oregon, you know, come down when they hit the Redding one. That was the closest one to Oregon. You know, when I worked down in the lake to go and Rich, I was buying people gifts, a gift card at In and Out.
Right.
You know, to come right in. And now we're having one close. That's not going to be the first one, probably, which is sad. But, yeah, right. How embarrassing.
Sure. Yeah, you bet. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They've really left. I mean, Oakland, it's never been a really beautiful city, but they've really let it go lately. I mean, yeah. You know, with the if you ride the train through Oakland, oh, my God, the homeless along both sides of the track is mm-hmm. like for miles, tents mm-hmm. and, you know, like cardboard cities going on there.
Well, nowadays, criminals have just about more rights than you and me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they can literally walk into any one of these stores. I mean, I remember walking into Home Depot one time, and I said, you know, what if I was to grab that box right there with that drill in it and walk right out the door? Would you or anybody do anything about it?
No, we wouldn't.
Nope.
Yeah.
And it's almost that is legal to do. You know? I mean, that really is So that's, in my opinion, I mean, gosh, you know, we should be keeping these laws enforced. Mm-hmm. And that's what we always have done. We've always I wouldn't say feared the police, but we respected the police and respected our laws.
That's the main one right there, mm-hmm. respect.
Right.
Respect for law enforcement, respect for laws, yeah.
But how about that glory hole?
Oh, man.
Okay, I knew you were going to get to
man.
That.
I knew you had to go there. Well, you know, it's always good to have your glory hole have a good bill of health.
I got the dump button in my hand, boys. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, so I guess you could say Whiskeytown got a colonoscopy.
Right.
By three or four guys, right?
I was going to say, how old is it? How old Whiskeytown?
Well, it's since 63, right?
63, yeah. 63 was okay. When Kennedy
dedicated it.
So it's, it's well, yeah, they should be getting a checkup at least mm-hmm. once a year. I mean, you're over 50.
Right.
I'm just saying.
You're right, good health. Absolutely. Yeah. Right. Well, that's cool.
Well, you know, take my cup of water and tip one back to the glory hole. There you go.
That's what she said, man.
Now, you better get the dump button ready for you in there.
I know.
Well, let's see. Anyways, that's...
So, did you go to the supervisors' meeting last week that they got cleared out? Did anybody say why it happened, that they got cleared out?
Yeah, there was a guy there that he's kind of a note. He's one of the guys that usually likes to stand up and you know, cause a big, you know, a big ruckus, and he was doing that. He was just kind of being out of line. He was talking when he was not at the podium, and he was, you know, mouthing quite some almost obscenities. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it makes it uncomfortable for everybody in there. So
which one of them was he mad at?
Well, usually it's the chairman there, Kevin Cry.
Right, you know? Okay.
And so, what I recognize is that there's a handful of them there that zero in on the, I guess you could say, the new board majority.
Right.
And it doesn't really matter what they do. It seems like they've got a lot to you know, say about it, you know. And it's fine to have something to say about it. We see citizens get up there and, you know, talk about things that are happening in our community all the time and how they don't like it and they'd like to see something done about it. But it's always done with an amount of respect for, you know, the board. And the
seat itself.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I see. I always, when I see them doing that, I think to myself, you could do this with more tact. You know, you could certainly get up there and say your mm-hmm. piece and say, thank you very much. I'm going to sit down now. But they get up there and they get very emotional and they yell and they scream and that's how it gets out of control. And so you're just really, in my opinion, you know, whether it's one side or the other, you're just seeing a handful of citizens that are causing a big ruckus, you know, and sooner or later it looks like it's getting out of hand and nobody can control it. And that's when, you know, the board chairman there, yes, is,
you know, yeah, I think you definitely can come across a little bit, you know, you can come across better, I guess.
You'll have more impact.
Impact of being respectful, but, you know, be firm. Yeah, I agree with that. But yelling at somebody doesn't get you very far, typically, because they just shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, everybody just shuts down.
You can't get anything done that way.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you bring a problem to me, then I'll get to thinking and see how we can solve the problem.
People should definitely voice their opinion. That's what the open forum's for.
That's what's fun about going to those meetings is hearing all that.
Mm-hmm. That's the fun of it, right?
Sure. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyways, the other part of it there was the switching to a rural county. We're a suburban county right now, I believe. I might be wrong about that. It seemed like that was, I was trying to look that up before I got here. But anyways, we used to be a rural county, and somehow along the way we changed that. And that makes it to where, as I understand it, you know, it's not as easy to work with the other surrounding counties that are around us. So if we're all, you know, designated as the same type of a county, then we can, you know, it's easy to basically get together and work on these things together. And one of the things that the Shasta County Chamber is working on is trying to increase the revenue that comes from tourism dollars from. And I forget this number here too, but the tourism in California is a multi-billion-dollar industry, and I don't remember the exact number, but it's huge. And between these two districts that are here in Northern California, and that would be seven counties right around us, and I think they're all rural counties, and then four counties over on the coast, between all 11 of those counties, we only receive 2% of that revenue.
Wow.
And so that one of the goals of the Shasta County Chamber is to facilitate a way to increase that from at least 2% to 5%. And if we can do that,
that's more than double.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's, we're talking several millions of dollars that are, you know, come into our community, which we deserve it. You know,
right.
We got a beautiful place on the hip in the North State.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we're surrounded by you know, recreation, and it all comes through here. Most of it does, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, there's other ways in from north and the west, and you know those areas. But in most cases, it's coming up I-5.
Yeah.
So you know, it's definitely
it's a huge impact. I mean, the tourism. A lot of people, you know, they'll see the cars and the boats and the RVs at the Costco, you know, type thing in the bigger supermarkets, packing up to go somewhere close. You know, they're not buying their food here for no reason to take it, you know, outside the area. So, yeah, they're, you know, it's a big impact of having tourism in Northern California and be represented with the rest of the state.
$11.9 billion in California per year.
Billion.
Wow. Nice.
Per year.
Yeah, nice. That's well, I mean, you were out on the lake for many, many years. And
yeah.
I mean, what do they figure that lake brings alone? Just that lake.
It was just tremendous. I mean, we were very close to, I like the second or third employer, if you count all the marinas on Shasta Lake when we were all functioning back in the 80s and 90s and even early 2000s, we were like the third largest recreation industry employer, definitely within the North State. Medical is one of the first, the county's the next, and recreation was majority of it was on Shasta Lake.
Wow.
Of hiring people in the ripple effect that goes down the line.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, having somebody part-time or full-time, whatever, just work a summer job.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I just did a little math here on my calculator there, and per Tyler's figure there of $11.9 billion, 5% of that is $600 million. That's a lot of millions.
That's a lot of millions, especially for, you know.
Well, that's probably the income or what's actually, there's a lot of probably factors in that.
But still, I mean, I would think
we can get it for Northern California.
Sure.
Yeah.
That would do a lot for our community.
Well, let's hope that works out for our,
absolutely.
You know, that whole designation change works out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
For sure.
Anything we can do to support the North State.
That's right.
You bet.
Well, I love the fact that it's, you know, we're getting into February. It's coming into the real estate weather, right? We're coming into spring, and what real estate starts to take off in spring. I mean, we had a busy winter, but I'm looking forward to spring and seeing what's going to happen with that market.
Absolutely, you bet. We're all kind of rolling up our sleeves, knowing that springtime is coming and things are going to change a little bit in the real estate world.
Right.
So,
well, we do know, you know, besides, you know, that 4.99 interest rate that is available, you know, to be able to talk about it.
Let's talk about that when we get back from the break. I mean, I think that's a good thing.
Wait, 4.99?
4.9. Wow. Right after the break.
Thunder roll. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by on the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not arrived, praying it's the weather that has kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls.
Owning your own home brings so many qualities to life. It really has been in our culture from the start. A home is the place you raise your family. Maybe it's your dream home out on some distant property with lots of trees and a creek running through the backyard. Now, of course, buying a home is one of the largest investments we can make, which is why it is so important to have an experienced mortgage lender working for you. Since 1994, U.S. Lending in Reading has very much enjoyed helping families when buying or refinancing their homes.
In the past few years, there's been a lot of focus on interest rates and values. Interest rates will forever be changing. That's a constant for sure. But owning a home isn't about interest rates. It's about finding a home to live and enjoy your life in. If you're thinking about buying or refinancing a home and have questions, think of us, U.S. Lending Company.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the CRMLA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1850.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Reading, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
What a great groove. I almost don't want to start the show now.
Riders on the Storm.
Riders on the Storm. I was going to say, that didn't sound like him.
Better.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You can catch us at KCNR1460.com. Give us a buzz at 605-4567. We'll be here for you. This segment of Living in the North State is brought to you by Jack's Grill, established in 1938 by Jack Young. You know, when that grill opened, most of its people that came in to buy steaks were miners and construction workers who just wanted a substantial meal after like a 16-hour day. Jack Young served them a one-pound steak. That place is open Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. right down there on 1732 California Street. And Tyler and I were talking last week, I think it was. We're going to have to all of us get together and just blast over there after the show sometime and get some steaks.
Absolutely.
16-ounce filet for me. I can't even eat the whole thing.
Make it after the 5th or the 20th when I have some money.
All right.
It's like going to Costco sometimes, Jacks, but it's worth it.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Yeah. Like I mentioned, I think, before, you know, I've always gotten the 16-ounce New York strip. And for the first time, last time we went in there, I got the 10-ounce.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Well, I'm glad they added the ribeye. I mean, that wasn't too long ago.
That's probably a Lulu's, Influence? Influence, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Ribeye's one of my favorites.
Mine,
for sure.
Too, yeah.
Yeah,
all
absolutely.
Right. Shall we shut this down and head out?
Oh, yeah. it's tough when we do this show during dinner time, you know.
I know it. Yeah, you bet. Well, I see. Let's do the Shasta County real estate market update. We'll start right there because things have changed just a little bit. Pulled in a moi. The Shasta County Real Estate Market Update is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate, where we make it our business that you're successful with your real estate goals. Drop by our office at any time at 2650 Larkspur Lane, or give us a visit on the web at betterhomesinreading.com. All right. As of today, there was 478 houses on the Shasta County MLS. That's down 11, but there's a reason for that. In the past 30 days, there were 157 houses sold in Shasta County. And let's see, 9 mobile homes and 13 vacant lots. So we sold a whole bunch of houses here within the last week, or at least we closed a bunch of them. So collectively, as what used to be 800 agents in the area. Not sure how many of them are practicing at this moment. According to Bankrate.com, the national average is still right around 7%, and the lowest rate found anywhere out there was about 6.2. That's kind of gone up in the last week. But if any of our listeners are interested in that 4.99% and up to $7,500 in closing costs, we do know how to make that happen. So give us a buzz, 530-242-1020. And we'll make that happen for you.
We got the inside scoop.
Absolutely.
We can make it happen.
Yes, sir.
And everybody's sitting back going, what are they talking about? What? How can they do that?
What? 4.99, that was like a couple of years ago, right? Or 3 years ago for that kind of interest rate.
Right.
But it can be done. There is a secret.
Like I say, I have seen recently, I was mentioning that, interest rates are starting to creep down. You know, things are starting to adjust, and the Feds are supposed to meet again this week, I think.
It's coming up.
Coming up, yeah. Yeah. Next week, so hopefully they continue to do what we think they should do. I did see a 5.75.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Out of a major bank, which was very interesting to see that come out.
So that just goes to show you, if you got your ducks in a row and you're ready to
good credit score,
best case,
good debt to income ratio, so.
Some savings in the bank.
Savings in the bank.
Yep.
They still got some closing costs, and they did buy down a little bit, but very reasonable, I thought. Seeing it drop into the high fives.
Beautiful.
So I think we're on the right move.
Absolutely.
I don't know about anybody going to beat that 4.99 though. But
now, for our listeners out there, Bill, could you explain just a little bit on how to buy it down a little bit? How does that work? And give us some easy numbers that some of us can.
Well, I mean, you can buy down. If you get a quoted rate, there's a thing called par rate, and if you're a golfer, you know what a par is. So par really means that you're not. Yeah, right. What's your handicap? Your swing.
So, personal information.
You'll get quoted at par. Basically, a good loan officer will check into what it would take to bring you a better rate. And in that case, it usually requires you to throw a little money at it to get your rate down a little bit, and the payback on that can be, depending on how much it's going to cost you to buy down to a lower rate. You could have a payback that could be, 3, 5, 6, 7 years to pay back how much you're buying it down.
Okay.
Depending on the savings per month that you're making by having a lower rate. So, it depends, a lot of it depends on one, how much money, extra money you've got to be able to throw at that, and whether you can absorb that amount of money for the amount of time that it takes you to recoup your money by your savings of how much you're paying, per month. If you're going to be in a house, 3 years, it may not be worth your while to buy down your rate. But if you're planning on staying put for a while, it could be very well worth your while. Mm-hmm. So certainly ask, about it. If you're out there and you're thinking about purchasing and you get quoted, how much can I buy down? And in most cases, of course, it's better, you get a better rate at the higher your credit score is, the lower your debt to income, that kind of thing. Those rates are all set on that.
So. Okay. So that was going to be my question. So everybody's buy down amount or rate would be different according to their.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And everybody's rate is different. When you get that mailer that says they were going to give you that spectacular rate, look at it with a grain of salt because not everybody can take, can get that. And they'll look in the small print. It'll say, you know, this doesn't apply to everyone, right? So right. Be careful.
Some numbers may change.
Some numbers may change, exactly.
Fine print for me would say, this is not you, Tony Horton.
Right, sorry we mailed it to you.
Right. We mailed it to everyone. We're sorry you got it.
But so now, in almost all cases, or in most cases, would that buy-down period be around 7 to 10 years? Or again, still
depends on how much you're spending. To, you know, it depends on how much you're spending and how much you're saving.
Okay, so
right? Because every month, you know, if you're saving, let's say, $50. I'm just using this as a you know, an example, yeah. And it costs you, you know, $5,000 to buy down. You know, how long is it going to take you to recoup that $5,000?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if the savings is $50 a month, you know, how there you
calculate
go.
That out. Yeah.
Yeah. So you just calculate it out per month. Mm-hmm. So
well, and probably almost all cases, it's worth asking.
Absolutely. Gotcha. Absolutely, it is.
Cool. Okay. Well, I think I mean
the savings after you've recouped your money can be substantial over the 360. Right. Let's say you got a 30-year, you know, fixed rate, and then you're making. So let's say you're saving $50 a month up to whatever your payback amount is, and then after that, every month you're making $50. You're saving $50. Mm-hmm. So the savings can be substantial. So it's definitely worth checking into.
Now, would you still be able to refinance if all of a sudden we drop down into some crazy low rates again?
Refinance is always an option.
Gotcha.
I mean, yeah. So as long as you're ready. I mean, you know, if you keep your credit score done well and you're not messing around and you're not in a bunch of debt and you don't go out and spend a lot of money on your credit cards and that kind of thing, then absolutely you can refinance at pretty much any time. It makes sense.
Right. That's probably the number one thing for anybody to pay attention to if they're thinking about buying a home is to make sure that their credit picture is as good as it can be and always be working on that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, like yes. I say, get things, you know, if you can do it, work off of cash. And, you know, forget the – have a credit card or two. I mean, personally, myself, I try to do – it's got to be cash purchases. If I want to go buy something I really don't need, well, I'm going to save for it and take cash and go buy it. I'm not going to put it on a credit card just because I want it now.
Right.
So, you know, just got to be careful of that, not rack up, your debt,
mm-hmm.
you know, beyond the means that you can actually pay and enjoy life.
Great.
So,
yep. And if you do rack up some debt, you should probably sell a few extra houses.
Well, right.
I'm not talking about myself or anything, but it's the first thing that came to mind.
Right. Well, sometimes there's necessities.
Sure.
That you got to do. So.
Absolutely, you bet. Yeah, we all use those credit cards in one way or the other, you know, and if you use them wisely, then they're tools. If you use them unwisely, then they are liabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, and nowadays, that you know, the cash is not as king as it used to be where everybody uses a card anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to get yourself into a world of hurt.
Oh, yeah.
In a hurry. So you got to be careful.
Yep.
Don't spend it if you don't have it.
Right.
Well, all right. That was the Shasta County Real Estate Market Update, and I hope you all got something out of that. We try to keep you informed of what's going on. Those numbers that we mention here every week, if you keep an eye on them there, they'll start to change quite a bit. You know, I mean, right now we're talking about seeing 475 houses on the Shasta County MLS. You know, we would expect that to go up at least in the fives and maybe hit the sixes towards the summertime, and that will make things a little bit easier, a little less, a little less competition, more or less. I mean,
mm-hmm.
let's hope it starts to pick up in the inventory. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of people out. I'm seeing a lot of shoppers
mm-hmm.
who are yep. out looking at houses.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They're still there. If the home is priced properly and everything, I mean, we've had, even down in Red Bluff area, you know, we have a couple of down there. It's pretty consistent of what's happening with our showings that are happening, which is great.
That's the secret.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll talk about pricing a house correctly when we get back from the break.
All right.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
As the old saying goes, there's really no place like home. From timely milestones to the unforgettable moments that define our lives, it all starts with a home. There's no one more trusted than Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate to help move into the right home or move on from your current home. Expect better. Start by calling or contacting Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate at 530-605-3143. License number 0195-0007.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Living in the North State with Tony, Bill, and Rich.
And Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, couldn't stand the weather.
Good stuff.
You know, I searched for that record for quite a while before I found the one that I wanted. So,
what a talent.
Oh, yeah, that guy. He was amazing. Well, it's currently raining outside. It's about 47 degrees. And is it raining?
Yeah,
it's still raining.
Oh, yeah, bet. Yep. Raining hard.
Absolutely. I was going to get some sandbags out, but I'll be all right.
Yeah, you live down there in the lower levels, don't you?
Yeah, you bet. I'm in the flood territory.
I'm only a quarter of a mile from the river myself, so haven't flooded there since they built the dam.
I lost a hot tub last year. Was it last year? I think it was, either that or the year. When we really had some serious rain, I think it was in the beginning of the year last year, came up to about 4 inches there, and it flooded my hot tub out, and it hit the breaker, no problem. But me, like a dummy, once things dried out, I decided to go out there and flip the breaker back without doing a little bit of investigation. And sure enough, there's a little smoke coming out of my hot tub. I thought, well, that's the end of that hot tub. I got a different one now. Hey, you know what? This segment of Living in the North State is sponsored by B&T Satellite. Experience the exceptional TV solutions, reliable rural internet packages, and expert support from the local pros at B&T Satellite. Again, don't call the 800 number. Call the local number and get the local guys. Call Doug or Dan at 530-241-3474. And I got it under good authority that somebody at this table gave that number a call here recently.
I did. I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, I knew that was going to happen, but, we talked about it. Was it last week with Doug when he was here? We talked about the fact that he had internet that's the new Elon Musk internet. And I live out in Cottonwood, and of course I had another unmentionable name internet, and it went out on Friday, and I just had it upgraded just a couple of months ago, so all new equipment. And I called them up and they said, yeah, we can send out a tech to fix it for you. How's February 6th sound? And I'm like, no, I can't be without my internet that long. I work
for a living
from home.
I was going to say, you're not just streaming out there.
No, I have to drive into town now in order to use the internet for this week, since it happened last Thursday or Friday, whatever. And so anyway, I mean, push comes to shove. I called Doug up today and said, Doug, can you help me out? And he said, what time do you need me there tomorrow?
Beautiful.
So I'm gonna not only am I getting upgraded with a higher speed internet at almost $100 less per month.
Wow.
it's costing me, you know, $1,000 to jump in, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's, I'm saving $100 a month. It's going to take me less than a year to recoup my cost.
Wow.
So it's worth it. And I don't have like my internet going out on all the time like I was before. You know, now my grandson, who is a gamer, is so happy. He's like, we're getting that internet? Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I was blown away. I mean, he said, I'll be there tomorrow. And when he said it on the air that night, mm-hmm. he meant it. He's going to be there tomorrow morning.
Well, I'm going to venture to guess that if you had any trouble in the future and you were to give him a call, he would be right on it, you know.
Because I would think so. I mean, every time I called my internet problem, and trust me, with that internet service that I'm not mentioning, we had problems all the time. Mm. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to not having that anymore internet problem.
That's great.
Thanks to B&T Satellite.
Oh, that's great. Well, you know, he's been in business since he was 13.
Right?
So, I mean, you've got to be doing something
right. Back when the world was flat.
Yeah, yeah. You got to be doing something right in order to be in business that long.
Right.
And everybody who knows Doug and Dan down there love those guys. Mm-hmm. So. Uh-oh, that might be a caller. Let's see.
The phone rang?
Somebody on there.
Yeah.
I think he's been trying to get your attention.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
I thought he was doing jumping jacks. He was maybe doing some calisthenics back there.
Well, I love that it rang. We can actually hear it.
Right. Yep.
Oh, I see. He had a little something up in the window there.
We still do. We have a Scott on the phone. We had a Richard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have somebody named Scott.
Okay.
Want to talk to the guy?
Absolutely.
Right, Richard, call us back after Scott's done.
You bet. We got time for you. Scott, how you doing?
Very good. I just wanted to give you guys some props on the radio show. It's extremely informative and pretty funny, and I love your 90 seconds of news, even when you don't make it.
Oh, right on. Even when I don't make
this
it.
This is not a comedy show. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we're not trying to be funny.
No, I think it's well put together, and it's good.
All right, so
I just
cool.
wanted to let you know.
Oh, well, we appreciate that, Scott. You're a good man.
Absolutely.
He says our show's funny. It looks on everything.
Take care, Scott. Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Well, if Richard doesn't call back, he was wanting to know about the City Hall meeting, if you guys knew anything about why it wasn't happening. That was his question.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if we know about that one, Richard. The City Hall. Yeah, well, I don't know if I'd have an answer for you.
I didn't have an answer for him either.
Yeah.
He just remembered we mentioned it earlier. He's been listening to the show. So
I'll bet you if you call back in the morning and talk to Carl and Linda, they would know.
Yeah, they definitely would.
They definitely know. They follow the local politics pretty heavily.
Yeah, so yeah. Richard, you should call back during Free Fire Radio tomorrow morning.
Absolutely.
Be a good move.
But if you're wanting to know about that 4.99% interest rate now, give us a call back right now.
Well, call us on our cell phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We'll talk with you. Well, that's great, you know, Doug, doing that. I mean, that's customer service. That's point on of going, hey, he realizes he's a local guy that knows what it takes, a service. It's not someplace out of Wisconsin, you know, right. That's servicing. And, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can't even... My I'm going to air quote now, old service, you know, you're getting sent to a Mumbai call center as soon as you call in.
Mm.
And it's, and of course, you know, first of all, you get somebody that talks, speaks English, it's tough, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Right. Well, that's good.
Well, you know, that's why Doug was an obvious good fit for our show and to be a sponsor, you know, because he has a lot to do with, you know, the quality of living at a home. And a lot of times when people are buying a house, they're looking for, you know, they got to get their TV stuff set up and their internet and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, you know, you just pick up the phone and you call the 800 number and you get that stuff scheduled. And we've got Doug, who's a local guy here, and he rolls up his sleeves and gets out his crescent wrench and goes for it.
Yeah, he's coming out to sending his guys out to install it and all the equipment. He had it already because, you know, normally one of the things I have found out when I was trying to get this type of internet service, the new Elon Musk stuff, they, I think it's called Starlink.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah, but you would have to like order the equipment, and you know you have to wait 6 months for it to come in. Mm-hmm. And apparently, Doug has a bunch of it already in place. So
he's a smart,
you know,
smart guy.
Yeah, the equipment alone, you know, I said $1,000. That may sound expensive, but you know, the equipment itself was $650 of that. So you know, the install wasn't that bad at $400, mm-hmm. especially on the next day.
Oh yeah,
I'm like okay, I'll bite that bullet because I need it. You know, I can't work without my internet, so
sure. You know. Yep, it's just a cost of doing business.
Right, absolutely.
Well, you'll have to let us know how that went.
I will absolutely do that. I'll know. I should know by next week.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Email me, would you? See if it's working.
Sure. I'll do that.
Say, I am online.
Do your speed test and all that. So, how many megabits will you be getting there?
I don't even know. It's got to be more than what I had.
Yeah. Well. That sounds good.
Well, we were talking about, you know, out there, he's got the equipment to put it on houseboats.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't
you know,
it? That it would sit there and be able to pick up that satellite even mm-hmm. though you're cruising around in your boat.
Right.
I could work from my houseboat?
Yeah.
You could.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to buy a houseboat.
While you're trolling across Shasta Lake because it's getting fuller.
Right.
You know, and fishing and, yeah.
You know, sit in the middle.
Track it and then you can do... Do all your emailing you want.
Fill my glass up.
Right?
Yeah.
Orange juice, naturally.
That's right. Yeah, of course, orange juice. Right. Yes.
So I know we were going to have Ted on.
Yeah, something might have happened with Ted there.
Okay.
So that's okay. We'll reschedule Ted and get him back in here. So.
Well, we should. We're going to announce our little event function that Ted is doing for us.
Absolutely. Yeah. April 11th, we're going to be at the Best Western, and we've got the big banquet room all reserved, and we'll have refreshments and all that. And it's going to be a self-defense class taught by Ted Leidy.
Perfect.
And yeah, he is he's amazing that way. He's got some super great, I've said it so many times, the knowledge that he can give you and that you'll commit to memory there is it's a lifestyle choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you decide, okay, I'm going to live my life, you know, with these I wouldn't say rules, but guides, you know, guidelines right. in mind.
Well, last year going through the course, we did it last year.
Uh-huh.
You know, the biggest thing it wasn't, we're calling it a self-defense class, but it's not a, you know, okay, this is how you take somebody down.
Right.
This is how to avoid the situation. Be mm-hmm. aware of your surroundings. Do not put yourself in a situation where you have to do that.
Right.
You know, type thing. So that's the biggest thing. Because I've had a couple of people already ask me, going, well, do I need to get up there in front of everybody and take punches? No. It's not that kind of event or
seminar.
So it's
not a martial arts.
Not a martial arts.
Is it a weapons class?
No, not really. It's more of an educational class that kind of puts people, you know, women, kids, whatever it is, in the mindset to be aware mm-hmm. of your surroundings is the biggest thing, and do certain things around your home to protect your home itself, or be aware of what's happening around your home, you know, break-ins and deterrence and that kind of stuff. He really didn't talk about anything of hand-to-hand, you know, taking somebody
right.
down or anything like that.
Right.
But also at the same point, you know, he is a CCW instructor and such, so he's on point of all that kind of stuff. So
nice.
Yeah.
Can't wait till we reschedule him.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll get him rescheduled, and we'll keep everybody up to date on the class that's coming up. And we're getting ready to shut this one down for this week. And we're getting ready to wrap it up. So good hanging out with you guys, and we'll see everybody in Redding, we'll see you, because we're going to be doing some cameras next week.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to you then, Redding.
Oh, that's right. We got a podcast coming.
That's right.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.